You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check it out, YKWD fans. Here you go. First of all, my tour is up on robertkellylive.com. Go to my tour dates. The True Story Tour is up. Starts in September, ends in January. We're going all over the place. Me and Stavros, as we go, we're picking up people along the way. Local comics. If you see me coming into town, you want to jump on the gig, let me know. Email me at ykwd at riotcast.com. Maybe we'll throw you up for 5, 10, whatever, man. So it's going to be a blast. I need you to go. Check out where I'm going to be. If I'm in your area, buy your tickets now. Spread the word. Get your friends, family, even chicks you used to bang, and get those seats filled up. Number two, thank you for joining the premium members of the YKWD podcast. You guys are amazing. Premium content is there now. We're getting the Creeps with Kids is going behind the paywall. Also, one-on-ones, a bunch of stuff me and Stavros are going to do when we're on tour. So the people who are paying the premium content for the YKWD, you will be getting stuff very shortly that nobody else gets. So thank you very much. If you want to become a premium member, download the app for Android or iPhone. Join up. It's $1.99 a month. You don't even know it hurts. It just comes right the fuck out. And you'll be getting premium content. You'll be helping the show out, supporting the show for less than $2. That's less than a baby cup of coffee at a shitty diner. So thanks again. You guys are the best. You know what, dude?
$1.99, dude.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Going at it again. Fade behind you. Five camera shoot out of the Riotcast studios. We are live to tape video, YouTube, riotcast.com. And we have a live little audience in here tonight. I've never been stared at by a fucking three fucking morbid humps. I mean, unfucking believable. Your head didn't even bounce during the music. What kind of humans are you?
I was looking at you thinking the same thing.
I was having a fun time, you. Dude, first of all, looking at you is the weirdest thing I've ever done.
That's what I'm shooting for.
You got it, you fucking... I don't know what.
Did
you get
only
scared?
His mustache is white. It
I know.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it's your thing.
That's what you got to have a thing.
It's
That's
your thing. Is it because it's your thing? Because
I tried the accent, and that didn't pan out. So I had to shoot for something a little different. This has kind of happened.
You tried jokes too, and those didn't pan out too.
Well, you know, you can't have it all.
Listen, what? Let's go around the room. First of all, fucking Scopo. Invites me to sit in and watch me tonight. It's the most unfucking. Look at him. Look at. I don't even know. It's like.
That's insane.
It's fucking it's ridiculous.
Insane.
Really.
It's absolutely insane.
I don't even.
I thought he was you on the street. Yeah. Well, I was going to start talking to him.
I asked him what time the show started. I was like, dude, what time does your show start?
Yeah, we got it, Tim.
Okay.
You didn't have to act out the rest of the scene.
I didn't know if you wanted me to. Didn't go over, so I tried it a different way.
Yeah, no, we know how that works, too. For you guys who don't know, Tim, this is the bomb bandana. When you have a stinker, you gotta put it on your microphone. I'm going to let the first one slide.
Get the first one free.
I'm going to let the first one free. Let's go around the room, starting with our friend from China, but Australia, comedian. What do we got?
Andy Curtin. Very funny comic.
Andy, and you... You're in China or you're in Australia. Where are you at?
Well, I'm from Australia originally, but I moved to China about 7 years ago.
Shit.
And I've got a comedy club in Shanghai, and we do comedy all over Asia and around China.
That's crazy. Now you had to learn the language.
Wow. Most people don't. But actually, I do stand up in Mandarin as well. So
it's fucking crazy, dude.
So you gotta.
So you bomb in two languages.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question: is it? Do you do better in front of? Do you do better in front of like an American crowd or English speaking crowd, or do you? You know, do you? Are you better in front of a Mandarin crowd, like a Chinese crowd?
I would say this. The best shows and the worst shows I've ever had were in Mandarin.
No shit.
Because a lot of the time, like a large portion of the room has never even heard of anything remotely like stand-up. And sometimes you go in there and you're killing and they're like, oh my God, I've never heard anything like
never
this.
Never laughed. Like, I've never, what is this happening? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never
what
laughed.
Is this feeling of what joy?
Is this illegal? They're waiting to get shot.
Are they going to kill us after this?
Right.
And then, I might get into trouble for saying that, but that's fine.
Really?
Yeah. And then afterwards, then you have some crowds who...
He's dead. We read about it 2 months.
Yeah. There's a red dot on my head now. But some crowds... They don't get it at all.
Hey, can I just stop for a second?
Yeah, hit it.
Because you're in China.
Yeah.
And your mustache, you remind me of one of the villain in the kung fu movies with the white, you know what I mean?
Wait, which one?
The long white mustache.
Just a long white. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm growing it out. That's
the Raiden hat from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I'm working on my
crazy
stance.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, finish what you were saying.
No, you're well, but just some crowds that, you know, you start hitting them with jokes and they're like, why does this guy keep pausing at the end of his sentences, you know, it's just they can't get it.
Yeah, so, but it's the best and worst. But yeah. Americans are pretty much stable, English speaking crowds are.
I mean, it's great doing comedy in New York, but you do feel like people have seen a lot of comedy and the standard is high all
here.
Of the time. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The standard is high. Whereas, like, I mean, you probably you go on the road, you go somewhere remote, the standard it's easier to just knock it out of the park sometimes.
Yeah, I think, I would say so. You could just fucking...
Could go either way.
It could go either way, because if a comedy crowd isn't trained for stand-up, they get very unruly, they think it's like some type of rodeo-type shit, and, you know, they talk back, and they, you know, you say something, and they go, that's right, that's true, and it's like, well, listen, I don't need your backup, you fucking twat.
Right.
But, yeah, it can be...
There's less of the, like, people getting drunk. And messing it. Oh, that's the phone?
Yeah, because you'll get fucking killed, right, in China?
Well, no, they just... People are less likely to go out and get fucked up at a show.
They're not drinking fucking, like, booze with a cobra head in it.
Would they have that?
I know, that's why I said it.
Can you say whatever you want on stage
no,
in China?
You
that's
can't.
Interesting. Think about that, Bobby. You can't say whatever you want.
You cannot. If you do, but then you'll get...
Hang on 1 second. I know how to have a conversation. I know. You say something, and then I think about it.
I thought it was like a...
And then I say something. Back.
Hey, that's the truth.
I thought it was like a profound.
What, I just get out of rehab? I know how to fucking talk, Tim. Dude, think about that, Bobby. Don't just say things. Think about it.
I apologize.
His words have meaning.
There he is. Jesus Christ, this is a fucking... Look at fucking...
A clusterfuck?
Now it's a party.
They put me in the corner, at least.
Sean's drinking a milk. That's amazing.
I'm drinking a milk.
He's drinking a milk.
Sean, because you're the worst. You have the worst diet. You drink milk and potatoes. Every fucking time I see you. You have the diet from somebody from 1970. You gotta have milk for bones.
It's a retro diet.
Yeah, you have the...
I gotta sit next to him when he starts farting after all this freaking milk.
Well, you're gonna love it.
Fatting.
Fatting.
I'll just...
Hey, I can smell it.
It's all right. This isn't China for you, huh? No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, I haven't drank soda in a week.
Hang on. Let's go around the room real quick.
All right.
Introduce...
Sean Donnelly, everybody.
Sean Donnelly, the
Yay!
Worst.
Yay!
I love that you want a fucking prize for not drinking soda, Fatso. How about your life?
We got Andy Curtin.
Andy, of course, we've already met. We talked to... and who else?
The great Tim Dillon.
Great to be back.
What do you mean, the great...
Why isn't he great?
Why am I great? Scopo.
Yeah,
Scopo.
And we got a bond. We live in Astoria together.
Yeah.
We do stuff. We hang out.
I love you. Just trying to fucking get on his podcast.
Yeah.
He's going
to hell. We got some good numbers coming in. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Let's not get carried away. I know your numbers. Listen. And of course.
Very funny comic. Tim Gage.
Let's not get carried away. On nights. Certain situations. In Ronkonkomo. Tim is here. Finally.
Ronkonkomo. Ronkonkomo. What is it, a Beach Boys song?
Jesus.
There you go. You
right out of the bat. Conk. That wasn't that bad. Kokomo, ooh, come on. That wasn't that bad.
Dude, I don't no, like not that you everybody said it twice. Does that joke out there.
We got my video guy. Video.
I was trying to help.
Video god Deepu's here producing everything.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
We got Scopo who fucking thoroughly. We're having a bad day today. You're on my fucking nerves, dude. And you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
Not every day.
I'll tell you. No. Last 3 weeks.
Every Tuesday.
Last 3 weeks have been great. But now he's a fucking. It's the little things that set me the fuck off.
You get mad because he looks like one of those pictures you pick your haircut from at the barbershop.
That's the one you don't get.
No, he doesn't get that.
Why did I end up? Why did I come up here if I'm going to get nothing?
Apparently,
time.
To ruin my podcast. What the fuck? It's the fucking. It's because Lauren's not here, and the stuff that she does, the pickup that you don't do.
Well, I had to do a lot of things today.
Please don't tell me. There's no way you have to do more stuff than me, ever. On the fucking face of this earth ever. Have you done more than me?
I think.
What did you do? Okay, tell me what you did.
I had to work this morning.
Okay, you worked.
Then I had to get your shirt.
Okay.
Then I had to do the stuff for the podcast.
What's the stuff?
Coffees.
Yep.
Getting everything in order.
Yep.
Wait, coffees?
Not tonight. I couldn't afford it.
You got my card. You have my card. Where is my card, by the way?
I actually have your card. I forgot about that.
See that? See how he gets out of that? I couldn't afford it. Oh, my gold Amex doesn't afford it?
I forgot I had
I got a platinum. Use the fucking platinum.
You know what? I'm glad because I forgot I have your card. I don't want you to call me. Yeah, you got to come up to Westchester.
Good accent.
I have your receipts as well.
So why is he annoying you, though? You didn't explain it.
He didn't leave waters out, which is a thing.
No, it's not a thing. It's the fucking... you're supposed to clean the studio after the podcast and have this next show ready to go. Because putting waters out, all that shit, takes around fucking 10 minutes the way he does it. So everything, as soon as you're done, cleaned, everything ready to go for the next show. So at 9 o'clock, we just fucking go.
Right, yeah.
Right. What are you fucking sticking up for him for?
He sticks up for me once in a while, so I thought I'd do the favor.
What do you guys unionize? They've unionized Tim and Scopo.
Look, I got my Movi camera coming. It's fucking one.
What's that?
It's a one camera. It does 9 shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Boom.
Wow.
Lauren, fuck her. Unless she blows me.
We still have Lauren here.
It's a good.
I'm going to just do one. It's going to be Robert Kelly.
What if Scopo blows you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What do you mean it does 9 shots at once?
Forget it. I'm not kidding. Oh. You still need an Indian guy. You can't fucking.
Can't work with that one.
All right. So, and let's introduce the fucking.
All right, we have our guys.
The fucking evolution of me.
We have Rob. Everybody, hey Rob.
Rob, where are you from, Rob?
Yeah. Boston. Actually,
there we go. We're gonna bring the mic. This should have been done at the beginning, but he has so much things to do, so much stuff.
Hey.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Well, you're very okay.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Good chat.
Where are you from?
Medford, actually.
From my town?
Yeah.
What part of Medford?
West Medford.
I'm from West Medford.
I know.
What part of what street?
Prescott Street and Canal Street too.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, so I know, you know, like when you told that old story about Dickie Sewell, like I see him every once a month. I see him.
Dickie Sewell's a fucking dude. One of the toughest kids I ever met.
Really?
Dude, you don't fuck with Dickie Sewell.
What did he do? He sounds tough.
When I was a kid, I remember he fucking. For some reason, I pissed him off and he just punched me in the face. I remember I fell face first in the snow in a field.
It's great.
And I just got up and I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, he goes, look, I'm sorry. And I was like, what the fuck? And he goes, I said I'm sorry.
I was
like, all right, okay, well, he did say sorry. Like, he got mad at me for not accepting his apology.
Right.
So you just fucking punching me in the face.
You grew up in The Departed, basically. Is that what happened?
I grew up not, and that's what bugs me, is that Southie gets all the credit, but Medford was fucked up, too. Yeah, there's a lot of
places. What about The Fighter, where that's based? That's pretty fucking...
Dickie Sewell had my first real... My alcoholism started with Dickie.
Yeah.
That whole fucking story. I was at my house. My mother had left my abusive father. We moved in alone. She met my stepfather, who's still there today, who's the nicest guy ever. But it was just too late. I went to the party next door. This chick's, and I pretended I was shit faced because I couldn't go as myself. And the next day, I'm sitting with this guy, the new father, the new guy that my mother met, and he's teaching me how to make chicken soup. Like, literally, finally, the father I've always wanted. I was amazed that a man was treating me nice, and he was like, "You do this, come here, we'll make a soup together."
That's a real father-son activity, chicken soup.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty gay to me.
It's better than getting punched down a flight of stairs. What I was used to. Sorry.
I said I was sorry.
Sorry, man. I didn't. Sorry, I got fucking hit. I got hit in the head. Called the fucking idiot.
All right, that's not what I meant. Relax.
But he was making the soup, and I was like, "This is great." And then my doorbell rang. It was Dickie, Sewell, and Scott Kelly.
Yeah.
And they were like, "You want to come hang out?" And my father's like, "Bring him in, give him soup." Gave us all soup. We ate so much soup, and then we went, and I went with them, and we downed a bottle of whiskey on the tracks.
Yeah, on the tracks up by the bridge.
Yep. And then we puked up fucking chicken soup for the next half hour.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was my first. That's when those guys are the ones who started me drugs, alcohol. Yeah.
What's Dickie up to now?
Yeah. Can we get him?
He's good now.
By the tracks.
In the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not sure what he does. I see him like at family holidays because my uncle married one of his sisters.
You know, yeah, he's got a big family.
Huge family. Five sisters, four brothers.
Five sisters, four brothers in this house, and I remember
it was like 30.
You just keep going up,
crazy.
Right? Like there was the basement, then you go up, and then up, and then attic.
Yeah.
It was like a crawl space with just a brother in the bed.
They still live there. Like my cousins that are my age already have their grandkids, and they drop them off at that house. Like there's just generations.
I remember his brothers though. His brother was like
tough.
They just got tougher.
Right.
As they got older. You'd meet one and he had like just red hair and he'd fucking kill you, no shirt. Wait,
so he still lives in the town and you see him walking around and stuff?
Yeah, I don't see him walking around ever. I see them at like birthday parties and stuff, like for all the kids, like 3-year-old birthday parties.
I remember
Dickie,
my first girlfriend ever, Tawny Quint, who I loved, this black mulatto chick who moved to town. I remember Dickie and Scott pulled me aside. We had a fort over by Dickie's house. And he goes, "We got to talk to you." I'm like, "What's up?" And he goes, "I fucked Tanya. And I'm like, "What?" It was my girlfriend. He goes, "I just want to let you know because you're my friend." And
he's a good friend.
That's a body right.
And I'm like,
it's nice of him.
But I was like, "Thanks, dude." Yeah. You know, she's a slut, man. She's a whore. You don't want to be with her. I go, "Where'd you fuck her?" In front of the rectory in those bushes. I go, "My grandmother works there. That's where the priests live. He fucked my girl in the bushes where my grandmother works and where the priests live." I mean, if anybody's going to hell. I remember I went to break up. We went all together as a group to break up with Tanya, whatever her name was. And I remember I pushed out because I really liked her. And I climbed a tree. And I remember I opened the she opened the door. I took the necklace I gave her off her neck that I stole from my sister's fucking jewelry. My sister got for birthday. I stole her necklace, gave it to Tanya. I took it off her neck and I climbed a tree. And I had carved our initials in it. And I started carving our initials out of it. Yeah, he was there the first time I fucked Dickie Sewell. First time I ever stuck my dick in something.
He was filming?
Why don't we get Dickie in the podcast?
Did you say he was filming?
Yeah.
Oh, it was 1985.
Was he doing?
A giant VHS. He was writing it down.
No, he was Dickie and I was with her, and Dickie and Scott were in the bushes, and they were kind of, you know, making, "Dude, move your body."
You had coaches. Move your body.
Yeah, I was coaching.
Move your body.
I like pump.
Your body didn't move.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay,
and I'm sorry. I wasn't a fucking porn star. I think I was 13. I was 13. Okay. So I didn't know how to fuck Tanya
in the bushes with two of your friends watching.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's an Irish.
She sounds
fuck.
Like a classy lady. I have to say. She's
She wound up fucking everybody.
Not Tanya.
Hard to imagine given everything I know about her so far.
What's she up to today?
I have no
still
idea.
Still fucking everybody. Still fucking everybody.
Well, you never know. She could have changed. I changed.
That's true. Dickie changed. Yeah, he's awesome now. Yeah, he doesn't do any of that stuff now. He's just a family man now.
Dickie was always a fucking.
We all grow up. And
he was never that guy anyways. I was fucked up. I had that alcoholic, that addictive thing. He never had that. Dickie could always be like, "Yeah, I'm not doing that."
Yeah.
And just not do it. And I'd be like, "How do you do that?"
You know? Willpower.
He's a fucking great guy. I like Dickie and Scott. Scott's doing great too. My two friends. They made it out. I didn't.
Not everybody, though.
No, I had to go through a lot of guys fucking died. Yeah. And who do we save him for last? Pass the microphone to your son.
This is Cal.
Cal, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Whoa. Whoa.
What did the Tim Dillon voice. Oh
he sounds
like Tim
to me.
Sounds like Harvey Fierstein.
Sounds like somebody Norton would date. What did you do to your voice? Did you fucking swallow fire and eat tobacco? Is that your voice?
That's my voice.
Wow. What do you do? Do you sing? What do you do with that?
I book everything your mother's warned you about. I work at the club, Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie, and I also work for The Chance, booking all their death metal bullshit.
Didn't I meet you?
Yes, we worked.
That.
Yeah, we worked at the Loft.
Yes, yeah, great club. I love the Loft.
Well, we're bringing you in on September 10th. It's going to be a better show, better room. You're going to like it.
Poughkeepsie is such a fucking... It's one of those towns that used to be the shit, fell the fuck out, but now art and music is bringing it back.
Right. It's OxyContin. It's, and music.
Well, it's a little scary.
Yeah, no, it is. It's all pillheads.
I tell you,
now.
This fucking theater that they had there... would have fucking been ripped down and made into some horseshit dentist office or something.
Right.
But they're keeping it alive with comedy and art and music. Yeah. So
that's great.
You don't want to be walking around at night.
Right.
I told you, I'm a big fly fisherman. I did Poughkeepsie. I brought my fly gear up because I thought it was upstate.
Right.
I went and found a river.
Yeah.
And I'm in all the my waders and my hat and my raw. All of a sudden, I look and there's a sewer drain just spitting out fucking everybody's shit.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not even kidding you, an old guy jumped out of the bushes and went, "Hey, I'm Crazy Eddie."
Oh, no.
And he was catching fish with worms on a string.
He hosted the show. That's Crazy Eddie. He's an amazing host.
Who else we got?
This is Dan.
Dan, I own Laugh It Up Comedy Club, where you'll be on September 10th.
So I, in the future, in my alternate universe,
yes,
I own a comedy club. Where did you get the time machine? Fuck me.
They think you're there every week. I just wave at people and say, "Hi, I'm Bobby."
Are you going to be there when I'm there?
Yes. I won't be. No, we can't do that to people. I won't be on stage. I will be there, though.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
Dan, did you do stand-up at all?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I think I worked with you somewhere up there. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. See?
Scopo was up last week.
There you go.
I think I'm coming up there in November.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, cool.
How was it?
It was fun. It was a good show. It was a good time. Yeah.
All right, great. Are you from Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, Pleasant Valley, right outside of Poughkeepsie.
Pleasant Valley, great. Now, the other club that used to be up there, what was the other club, the old club?
In Bananas.
In the hotel?
Yep.
Is that where it is?
No.
Your club's a club?
Yeah, we're at the train station in Poughkeepsie. So you hit the Poughkeepsie stop, and you're there.
Shit.
Yeah, it's at Mahoney's.
That's convenient.
So I can literally take the train up.
That's it.
Yeah, the train drops you off right outside.
Yeah.
Legit right outside.
Because the other club was a shithole.
Yeah.
And it was the crowds were fucking garbage.
Yeah.
And there was a lady who ran it who, she was cool.
Yeah.
She was all right. No, you didn't like her?
Yeah, well, once the place flooded and they didn't rip out the walls, it smelled like an old gym in there for 2 years.
Well, you know what it was? They'd always, pump up the, you could have free buffet. And you go up there, it's an Indian food buffet?
Yeah, it was.
No,
it was.
No
it was.
Offense, but, curry's not something you should have fucking nine plates of.
There shouldn't be Slim Jims on a buffet.
Right before you go on stage.
But, yeah.
That's going to go well.
It's like drinking milk in the studio
right now. Where are you from?
We got amazing food for you, so come up early.
I'm okay.
Dude,
I am.
Really good food.
I just heard him.
I
believe the owner.
I had the quesadillas.
I believe
quesadillas the other day.
What is it called?
Quesadillas.
What is a quesadilla? Is that some fucking Italian? Is that something you're trying? Is that your sous-fi?
No, we just
quesadillas.
He was doing a bit.
Hey guys, you guys want to buy my quesadilla shirts after the show?
2-for-1. I just called.
What'd you say?
We used to call that in college.
What'd you say?
Up there with?
Lewis.
How was it?
It was fun.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
What's he going to say? The guy's right here.
No, I mean, how did you and Lewis do? I didn't mean how was the club. I mean, how did you and Lewis do? Good.
Yeah, it was
great.
Right.
Scopo's been doing fucking great.
Yeah, we went on the road together.
Yeah,
we
really
performed for 30 people
in
the Davis Square
35
Theater.
People.
35
they
people.
Added the seats.
We're coming
That's
up.
A good place, though.
It's a great place.
That's in Somerville, right near Medford.
Yeah.
And who books that? Andrew?
Who was that guy? I forget the guy.
Talk to you. I don't know his name.
I forget the guy. I'll get you the name.
I'm good. I got it.
I'll get you the name, Bobby.
I don't need the name.
35 people.
I don't need the name.
It was Marty good. I'll help you out.
I can't work the club. I'm working the other club.
All right. I'll vouch.
This show's going to fucking bite a dick. I tell you right now. Listen. Oh, this is fucked up. I don't know what happened with this. Everything's fucked up. I just got an audition. I got two auditions tomorrow. I got to wake up, do a photo shoot at 6, then another one at 8, and then I got to do an audition at noon, and then another one at 5, and then I got to go take my wife out, be home by 7 to take my wife out for dinner by 7:30.
What's the photo shoot for?
For my tour.
Okay.
That we're doing.
Two photo shoots?
Well, we got two shots that I want. One's in a bathroom at Sirius Satellite. The other one's at Washington Square Park. So there's two shots that I want to get. And, Mindy Tucker, who is...
Great photo.
The fucking best. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never ever... Every headshot I've ever gotten, I've not liked.
Right.
I've liked enough to go, yeah, that's it.
I like her photos of me because they look nothing like me.
Nothing like me. I look so thin.
Yeah, yeah. Totally different. She uses different people. That's why.
She uses
her lighting is people are like, what kind of lighting does she use? Different people.
She has pod people that she uses.
Yeah. She does. It's like some program that creates a whole nother person.
Buddy, I can't tell you how. She takes a photo of me. I'm like, what the fuck?
She photographs drug addicts. They look like the healthiest people alive. She'll photograph people that I saw vomiting blood the night when they got the photo and they look great. They have like life in their eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is insane.
Like,
you're
like, I know these people. These aren't them. This is not them.
Yeah. Buddy, the last She's one awesome. She took, I it's like she... did you swing down from a tree and snap it at a certain time? I look 100 pounds lighter.
Right.
And I look happy. So she's taking it. The first one is a Sirius Satellite real quick, and then we're coming down here to do another one. It's just two images I had in my head. I'm paying a lot of money for it. So it better come out.
Yeah.
Where
are you going to dinner? You do something nice?
Buddy.
Oh, Jesus. Don't tell Tim. He'll fucking...
I'm gonna rip it apart. No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm sure
what do you
great.
Mean? I'll fucking tell you. Here's the deal.
I probably don't know where it is.
All right, with me, right?
Is it in Larchmont?
Hang on.
Okay.
It's not in Larchmont.
I don't know. It's probably Eric Rivera. Some fucking place in Westchester. I don't know.
Wait, a fucking Mexican dating a white chick? We live in Larchmont. I'm taking her out to this. I'm taking her to BLT's.
That's nice.
BLT, of course. BLT's right down the fucking middle.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, but here's the fucking deal. With my wife, I get whatever the fuck I want. I just buy it. I get it.
Right.
I buy it. There you go. With her, it's like, what do you want? Let me just get you something. Let me just fucking buy. I don't want anything. Just, let me buy. I don't want anything. It's just, let me fucking get you something.
Right.
Stop with this. I don't want anything. Right. Everybody wants fucking something.
Right.
Something. Nobody's that content. In life, to go, I have everything I want. Go fuck your fucking fairy tale Mary Poppins. What do you want, Goldie? I'll get you whatever you want.
Wait, is your anniversary?
No, it's her birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday. It's my anniversary on Friday.
This Friday.
5-year anniversary.
5 years. So what are you getting her?
I got her computer.
A what?
I got a computer. I got a laptop computer.
What is that? I thought 5 year was
so
silver.
Six doesn't come around.
It's a silver Apple.
It's a silver Apple.
Titanium?
Yeah.
You got, what kind of computer? Apple?
Apple.
What kind?
The whatever, the Air. MacBook Air.
You bought her a brand new Mac Air.
Yeah.
So it's got to be around $1,500.
No, it's less than that.
About 800.
How do you know?
It's about 800, right?
No, it's like 900.
Okay,
whatever it is.
It's about $800.
I figured that's a big.
What? I know what things cost.
I know. Yeah. Apparently, I'm getting the vibe. I get the little. What are you fucking?
Because when
for
I steal something and resell it,
Tim,
this is.
Yeah, he talks like a pawnbroker.
Right. I get you one.
I'll get you $600.
Was it 800? I'll get you 500 for it.
You that would be a perfect role for you.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great.
It really would be.
You do a show where you play a pawn.
I could have been on Pawn Stars.
You could
I could be one of those pieces
you
of
could
shit.
Be, you actually look with like some, all of them together.
Yeah. All in the same shit.
Some guy comes in with like a copy of the Constitution. I'm like, that's not worth it. That's worth nothing. Why don't you just give it to me? Where some old lady's like, I can't see. You know, I'll take it.
Doesn't that show...
It's ridiculous.
Here's what aggravates me about that show. Is that these fucking dummies, these knuckleheads. Yeah. The guy goes, the guy goes, in auction, it'd bring around $50,000. you know, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as they leave, how much do you want? Well, how about 50,000? Yeah. And they go, I can't, I got to fucking put it on the shelf. I got to pay a stocking fee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they rattles off fucking $4 worth of shit.
Right.
And he adds it up to like, you know, 10,000. I'll give you $5.
Right.
It's like, but he just said 50,000.
Yeah.
Look, and they push these fucks and they right. fuck with them. I would want, if someone ever said to me, $50,000, I'm out and I'm going to an auction.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the guy that just right. told me, I'm going to tap the guy who just, with the dumb hat that just told me it was 50,000. I'm going to go talk
right.
to him.
Right.
The guy with the dumb
but they
hat.
They also bring
that guy
these...
will never, that's, that guy's a weirdo. He looks like an Amish person, right? That guy yeah, yeah. you're talking about?
He's the a expert, historian.
A historian. He
yeah,
never
but who is that?
Him.
Nobody knows. He that's never... my problem is they bring in all these historians. Where are their credentials, you know?
He works at the museum, like the local museum.
Yeah. Great. You know what I mean? Like the fucking local
what do you
museum.
Want? What do you want?
The guy's local museum. He comes in. He's like, ah, this is a sell for $800. Sorry. Yeah, they're in cahoots.
What do you want? You to come in and tell
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I know a lot of shit.
He does
I'd
have
be
more
great.
Credentials.
I have more. Nobody. Here's my problem. You're fucking Harrison's bringing in the expert. He stands to gain if the expert tells you the thing's a piece of shit.
But that Amish guy, he won't tell them money ever. He will never give them.
He never
give
that.
Them the idea. He'll be like, well, listen, you might just wanna. This thing's not going to really, you know.
Well,
you
no, he gives him an idea.
Yeah, yeah he's yeah. like, what are you going to do with this? He's like, this isn't. He's like, you see that little scratch? Yeah. If it didn't have that scratch, you might be able to do something with it, but just, you know.
Worst part of that show is when they try to do, like, the sketches, like the banter. Like, the, yeah. the like they have, like, a running plot throughout the show.
Yeah, between Chumley and the old man.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, when Chumley's late for work, but he's yeah. really playing video games.
Right.
And then they go and they go to the window and they peek through the window that's open.
Right.
Yeah.
The old
like
man
Chumley
gotta,
would ever have yeah. his windows open during the day.
Right.
jerking off the kiddie porn.
The old man's got a great face though, like a very leathery old.
Oh yeah.
Face, the old
you know?
Guy has.
Because you know he was like
he's like William Stevenson but white and
he
old.
He was in the porn business in Vegas when it was cool when you were like when your mob was trying to kill you you had to get rid of your car.
You know, yeah, but
shit.
They're gonna fucking yeah. throw him yeah. in the back and pawn him off. Right. Someday.
Yeah.
As soon as
yeah.
he kicks the bucket, they're going to yeah. fucking just stand him up out front.
Yeah.
They do tours. They do like live Whoa. Shows. That show. Those guys from that show.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like the Antique Roadshow.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it is.
You love that because.
I don't love it. I have no idea what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm guessing what this fucking yeah, show is
well,
about.
I know sorry, Antique Roadshow. You watch soccer and kung fu movies. We have other channels
hey, Antique
here.
Antique Roadshow's a good show.
Wow, gee, the Pawnbroker Show sounds so much more interesting than kung fu and soccer.
Is sarcasm your thing?
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm trying to be interested.
No, you're fine. Listen, do you even know what we're talking about?
I'm kind of following the Amish. Well, there's an Amish guy.
No, no, no.
You sell things. Well, there's a price for
well,
stuff.
He lives in a fucking yeah. other country, and we're literally just rambling for 10 minutes, not filling. Yeah, and this, yeah, we had just assumed. And
which
you don't
see him. Is this guy
least you
from?
Have, at least you have an excuse. He lives fucking here.
I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in 7 years.
Why?
Because it's a waste of time. You're watching.
You're watching porn stars.
Okay.
Porn
so
stars.
In se-
and
so in 7 years, what have you accomplished?
Nothing. I still have no act.
Well, I'm glad it's working out. How about this? Get I'm TV back.
Nah,
so you, maybe you won't be so cunty. How's that? Fucking. You're not.
No. What? I mean, I know the concept of Antique Show, but it doesn't
you
interest
really,
me at all.
Fuck that. You have doesn't, no cable.
No cable.
So what do you do at night?
I read a book and go
yeah,
to
now
bed.
You have Netflix or something?
I do to have that now.
All right,
yeah.
So he does that. He doesn't
so you have
cable.
Netflix now.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
didn't have it.
I got the internet. My son, you know, but I was like...
So you read books wait. And that's it?
Well, I don't always read books. I'll, you know, go on the computer, read the news on that, you know, and all that other
So you crap. Read news?
Yeah.
So, and you have a...
What I got to watch these morons they have on there now?
No, I
mean, the women, the freaking weather ladies look like they're going to blow somebody when they get off the thing. Not that it's bad,
well,
I'm just
well,
saying.
Well.
You know, great dress.
Spanish,
you
there's
know.
A reason for that.
So, yeah. I mean, that's, Tim, that's fucking crazy to me. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I just, I don't know what I would do if I...
It's crazy.
You know, I mean...
You'd have to be home with
insane.
Your thoughts.
It's insane.
You'd have to be home with your thoughts, huh?
Especially Robert, in Long Island. Like, Long Island is all about watching TV. And hating Mexicans. That's what Long Island's about. Just getting
well,
angry.
At least they got one. At least they got
Mexicans.
One out of the
you
two.
You got one of the two. That's what Long Island's all about.
I love Mexicans.
You don't need cable to hate Mexicans. That's what.
I'm a big fan of Mexicans, by the way.
Me too. But
not just because I was in
no
Santa
one works
Cali.
Harder.
Nobody works harder.
I like the quesadillas. That's what they make.
Oh, that was
you
good.
Know, you know they have good ones?
Poughkeepsie.
Laugh it up in Poughkeepsie.
Laugh it up in Poughkeepsie, right off that fucking train stop. Go get quesadillas. What do you call them?
Dillas. Quesadillas.
I hate them.
Little Napoleon.
So I just think that's fascinating that you don't have that, and it doesn't ever bother you. You never miss it.
I mean, like if there's a game on or something like that, something.
You have
I'll go
radio?
To my cousins. Yeah, listen. I listen to the Mets. Well, I got.
A transistor?
On a, yeah, I do a transistor.
Do you really?
No, I don't have a transistor.
Jesus. Just go with it. Just go with it. Just go down that path.
Right. No. But I mean, like, if there's a big game on or something like Super Bowl, I'll go somewhere and watch it. You know.
That's on Channel 4, though.
I'm way out, man.
Do you have
I get Channel 8 and 3. That's about it.
He doesn't even get New York TV.
I don't have an antenna.
So far out of my antenna
down.
That's no major broadcasting channel.
He gets Connecticut TV. He's out in Long Island. He gets Connecticut TV. He's that far out.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question.
Is
this a choice you made, or is this...
Totally a choice.
So was it financial?
Why was I going to give the cable company all this money and watch somebody vacuum in the morning try to sell me a vacuum for a half an hour?
Do you have a cell phone? You know?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have an internet. I got computers.
Do you think it's made your life better?
No, I'm still miserable.
You're always kind of. I mean, you're a nice guy, but you're always fucking. You know, have that 11.
Angry.
You have that nice 11 in between your eyes because you're just fucking angry.
Yes.
Why are you so angry?
I don't know. I didn't have a. You know, the first father didn't beat the crap out of me. My father did. There wasn't two. There was just one. So the original dad.
You got the original. So your dad beat the shit out of you?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, you got those beatings.
How many people did you have coaching you when you lost your virginity? What was your team like? What was your fuck team? Did you pump or did they have to tell you to pump?
They had to show me. I was 13. Come on. What? Yes.
I want to know why you're really mad.
I don't know.
He doesn't seem that mad right now. Yeah,
he's oh, yeah? Do a weekend with him.
Look at the way I'm sitting. So defiant and just like, you know, my arms are folded and ready. What the hell are you talking about, mad?
He's on a podcast. I got to drag shit out of him. Yeah. Literally, it's a talking fucking medium. And I got to go, come on, give it to me. Jesus Christ.
No, I just, you know, I just got sick of it. You know what I mean? Of all the crap on TV.
So one day you're like, I'm done with this. It's too much money.
Yeah,
I don't need to spend it.
Yeah.
And you call them up and you say what? Get it out? Stop it? What'd they say?
Okay.
They just said okay.
See, I didn't have cable
for... But then they try to sell you more.
Right.
But I had a problem with the Dolans and stuff like that owning it and stuff like that.
The who?
The Dolans.
Jim Dolan.
Jim Dolan.
Who the fuck is that?
The owner of the New York Knicks.
That's the Long Island family.
The Knicks.
Cable Vision.
The Bushes are the Texas. They took all that money and bought MSG and now they're the greatest people in the world because they took everybody's money.
So you're making a statement.
The Dolans are like the furthest...
Right now I am, yeah. I mean,
the furthest Irish people can get in this country is the fucking Dolans. Like they own cable. Vision on Long Island. They're like
anymore.
The shittiest ruling class family. That the fucking Bushes run the CIA and the Dolans own MSG. How fucking sad is that? That's the furthest Irish people can get. They own a channel where people are just watching fucking hockey fights. The Dolans.
Right.
The Kennedys, the Bushes. Well, the Kennedys, I guess, are technically the highest, but.
The Dolans are real, like Long Island. The Dolans and the Scotto brothers.
The Scotto who own catering halls. They own Carrabba's.
They're like legendary in Long Island.
The Scotto,
they own all the places of Italian weddings. Yeah. People come up out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want a cannoli, Kay. Disgusting white trash pigs.
When cable first came out, they said you had to pay because there were no commercials.
Yeah.
You'd watch wrestling for 3 hours without commercials. It was great.
So you'd watch Superfly Snooker.
Yeah, right. You know, my son was into it, stuff like that, you know. And it would be on for 3 hours. You know, the Ranger games would be like one little commercial or something like that.
Okay.
Now they're on 24, and they're still asking for more money from you, even though they're ripping off.
It's a good point. Here's a
everybody,
point.
You know.
A good point. Oh, cable's fucking.
It's a big ripoff.
It's a piece of shit.
And it's almost done.
It's going to be all digital. 5 years, it'll be all digital.
Less
than that.
I'd come home from a gig and put on like Channel 51, and some guy's selling a vacuum cleaner for half an hour. I'm like, why am I paying money to watch this guy try to sell me a vacuum cleaner?
You know, you can change the channel.
When
were
you watching?
The real question is, why are you watching that for half an hour?
I didn't watch it for half an hour.
I have something to say. Go ahead.
I said the real question is, why are you watching that for a half an hour?
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
You
for
had
half
other
an
choices.
Hour. But that's what it said for half an hour.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at me.
Give me a don't get mad
that's
at
why.
Me.
That's why.
Long Island has a lot of local commercials that get annoying, like Bob's Discount Furniture and all these shitty like furniture warehouses on 110 and car dealers. So it does get, it does feel weird if you're watching like these shitty local fucking channels.
So I'm all right, I have Verizon. I have Fios.
We can't have Verizon.
So I'm out. I'm up in Westchester. I got that. Is it, so it's different than I have.
I couldn't get any other cable company because I live in the town of Brookhaven.
So the Dolans
except for
did
cable
a monopoly.
Vision.
You got to get cable vision.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that illegal?
It should be. It probably is. Somebody in the government probably got paid off. So what?
Yeah.
So
loopholes.
Rip it off. Get it out of here.
So basically, you take the cable out, and what do you do? I mean, was it? Did you find yourself withdrawing? Like you
a
know.
Little bit, but you know, I mean, you know, you find other things to do.
So you read books.
Yeah, you read books. You go on a computer.
I feel like you sit on the porch. You're angry.
Sit on the porch. You whittle.
The porch.
You
whittle. Yeah, you whittle.
You have a lot of
shakes
crosses.
His fist at the young people.
Cursing at Mexicans.
You
know.
You write your memoirs.
Pick up your dog crap from the dog. You know.
You got a good
but
rocking
I would
chair.
Think that you would get so much more done. You'd have like 11 one-man shows written or a fucking
no,
17.
No, I wish that would happen.
Because you,
don't happen.
I mean, what do you do after you get home? I mean, you got fucking hours to do nothing except sit in a quiet house with lamps and
yes.
and lights. And
well, I also had Gangsta Son, but what, they're all done
I'm
out.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I had two boys.
So what do you mean gangsters? Were they tough kids?
No.
Were they as tough as
no,
the guys
tough,
from
I mean, you know, his friends were all, you know, from the hood.
No shit, so you had to deal with that.
Somewhat, yeah.
His friends were all from the hood.
What is that?
How does that happen?
Yeah. No, I mean, there was kids around and stuff like that, you know, and all that crap. Yeah. You know, what the fuck?
The hood, there's like,
from the hood.
I just picture these kids walking around with guns
like,
in their waistband.
I hope you never make it and have to get interviewed by somebody important, because they're literally going to fucking quit.
Good, because I haven't seen one in good interview at all in my life.
That's because you don't have cable.
I know. That's why I'm sick of it. I mean, if I had like Barbara Walters, I'd be cleaning my gutters. I'd say, I'm sorry, you can interview me, but I'll be cleaning my gutters at the same time and just throwing leaves out of my gutters and, you know.
At Barbara Walters.
Yeah. Barbara, would you really do that?
If I had to do the gutters, yes.
He just sits on the porch.
I mean,
getting angry.
See, I didn't have
gutters.
Cable for a few years, but I had Hulu and Netflix, and I would just watch.
Dude, I don't have cable. I do Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime.
I've never had cable.
I just borrow passwords.
Sorry, Matt.
Well, now cable, I have you don't cable, have cable out what in the outback.
But you have to get Wi-Fi.
I get Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and
Wi-Fi.
I get
how much is Wi-Fi?
It's I don't know. It's a part of the me and my roommate split it. It's some bullshit. It's not a lot. It's not a lot.
It's like $100 a month.
For
not,
Wi-Fi.
Not, well, depends on what you get. I used to get the fast one for Fios. We had Fios in Brooklyn, and it was like $90
You
for
the used
really
to be
fast.
Able to steal Wi-Fi. Now it's harder to do.
It's very hard to steal Wi-Fi.
Now you used to be able to just, if your neighbor had it or you lived in an apartment building, if one person had it, you used to be able to just jump on.
The more people know about locking it, because they used to just have it open.
Right.
You didn't lock it. But now everybody locks it.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
Yes, I do.
Were you arrested at one? Why are you answering me like
he's a hermit?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I need a lawyer.
Hey, me.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, I'm not like you, Robert.
No, buddy, I'm not.
You know what it is? He can't take it because you're so tech. You're so into tech that you can't take that he doesn't have cable.
No, but I love this is what I love about this show. I'm not attacking you. You fucking. I'm actually
I'm
very
Irish.
Interested.
I'm always attacked.
I'm very interested in this. I'm very interested in. Getting, you know, cutting the cord with this television thing. It's such a waste of time. I try to have a rule that I never watch something I've seen before, like a movie.
Oh, I don't do that.
Because what I would do is I'd watch a Seagal that I've movie I've seen 19 times.
That's insane.
But I'd watch it, you know, in the middle. What am I going to do?
I've seen every episode of Seinfeld like 100 times over.
I would just go, Psych. Yeah. Columbo, Monk.
Columbo's great.
I watched fucking
Monk is great.
But it doesn't make sense
I
in my life.
I just rewatched The Sopranos, the entire show.
It doesn't make sense.
I've watched The Wire 3 times.
Right, right.
It's like, so I try not to do that when I have, but I have 6,000 channels on TV.
But yeah. I would rather watch 6, something 000. That you know you're going to enjoy. Like, it pisses me off way more watching a new movie and being like, well, that was 2 hours of fucking wasting time.
But
they're so terrible. Most of them are so terrible these days.
But it's a journey, and sometimes that journey doesn't pay off like anything. Any movie you go see could potentially suck. Any TV show you invest in could potentially suck. And when it pays off, it's great. But when it doesn't pay off, you can't be like, I'm never going to fucking do that again.
Well,
that's
TV
just ridiculous.
You got to be home at a certain time. Like, appointment television is dead. You know,
no,
I
you don't have to.
Well, you don't have to. You could DVR it and shit like that. But with Netflix
nobody
and Hulu,
watches. I'm going to tell you
live
right
TV.
Now.
No.
Buddy, from our show last year to this year.
Right.
People in a year.
Right.
They don't even count the overnights anymore.
Right.
Really?
They don't count them because it doesn't
nobody's
matter.
Watching it live.
Nobody's watching live TV unless it's the fucking Game of Thrones.
Right.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Or live sports.
Right.
Sports. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So it makes sense that you would, you know, like, eventually, within a few years, it really just will be streaming service. HBO yes. Go.
Well, look
what, all of that.
Absolutely. But Netflix is going, fuck it. You don't have to wait. The whole season's out.
Yeah.
And then
you don't
binge.
Think that's,
you watch Stranger
Things?
You don't. No, I haven't touched it yet. But you don't think that. Listen.
So good. It ruins it a little.
Do you think it's a little obsessive? Like, it's kind of what we do with everything. It's like,
it's gluttonous.
Hey, it will give you it all right now. Watch it all.
Yeah,
take
watch it all. Feast. Yeah, it's not good.
You can
it's
have
like a buffet.
It's instantaneous like, gratification.
Well, like you said, it's like you watch a show. You like the first one. The second show kind of episode, the third one's better and leads into the fourth. It's kind of the journey, and not every person has the same one with a show. But as you watch it week to week, like Ray Donovan. It's like I'm watching
right.
every week. Me and my chick watch that either on Sunday or Monday. And it's, you know, I could binge it all and just save them all up, but I like that at the end of that show, I'm like, fuck. When a show makes me go, fuck, it's over. Shit,
yeah.
I want more.
Yeah, it's the anticipation.
But I love that. That's what you want, right?
I feel like most people I know are binge watching anyway. I mean, you talk about Breaking Bad,
and
all these kind of
saying.
Things. They're just smashing the whole thing. Yeah, but most people are doing that already.
I think I wouldn't watch the shows on Netflix if they were once a week.
Like I watched
Orange
House
the
of
New
Cards
Black, I probably
in like
wouldn't
a day and,
watch
and a half, and I felt sick.
I probably
you wouldn't
like,
watch
I
it?
Felt sick after the show. You feel sick.
What?
I watched House of Cards like a day and a half. I didn't move. I didn't leave my room. I felt sick. I didn't take a shower. I felt disgusting. And I just walked outside and saw the sun. I felt horrible.
It's
a great show.
Yeah. I've never watched an episode.
It's a great show. What are you watching?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm watching...
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
No.
Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan, you said.
I have to watch that show.
I know.
Ray Donovan.
I'm watching Ray
Donovan.
Ray Donovan's
great this year, too.
Narcos?
Narcos is pretty good.
Bloodline?
Narcos is good, yeah. Narcos is really good.
I tried
good.
To get through the first three of Bloodline last year.
Bloodline's real slow.
I couldn't watch it.
Stranger Things is the best thing that's been on Netflix, I think.
The only thing I want to do is go on... But I watched this year what I just got out of, The Arrow.
Yeah. Okay.
And The Flash. And Jessica Jones. So all the Marvels.
Okay.
You ever watch a show that nobody watches and you ask people and they look at you like
and
you have
DC.
18 heads?
What?
I watch Wayward Pines on
Fox.
Right,
it's
pretty good.
What the hell's wrong
but
with
nobody
you?
Nobody knows what it is.
Wayward Pines.
It's
pretty
yeah.
good. Sounds
it's good.
Right.
Does any of you guys watch it?
No.
No.
Oh, it's good.
What is it on?
It's on Fox. It's like a major
What's
show.
Stranger
he's
Things.
Asking like he's going to watch it.
Stranger
no.
Things is
I
Stranger
always,
Things is perfect.
It's great.
Stranger Things is 8 episodes on Netflix. It's a throwback to
mm-hmm.
every you would love it. If
yeah.
you like 80s stuff.
What is it?
It's about these
Is it a comedy or
No.
It's like a
horror.
It's a
little bit
like a horror. It's like thriller.
It's a little poltergeisty.
It's
a play on all those great horror movies from the 80s and 90s, the Stephen King movies
like
It,
E.T.,
yeah, It, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
It's nostalgia based. Stuff.
But it nails it.
I'm just throwing things at Bobby. Right
I got it. I got it.
Right.
Yeah. You're making my head snap off.
Episode 1. No.
No, but Winona Ryder is great in it, though.
She's great.
Oh,
those kids are in it.
Oh, they're great, too.
There's this group of kids that they meet this girl who has telekinesis. Oh, you'll see it. Watch
yeah,
it.
Like, don't fuck her. What are you fucking...
Well, it's not ruining anything. It's
doing...
the first episode.
But now I know she has telekinesis.
Are you doing The Night Of on HBO?
You immediately know that.
HBO
nope.
The Night Of?
No,
nope. I haven't watched that.
I've watched that.
It's fun.
Very good.
Night Of is good. But a young Arab guy.
So here's the deal.
What show me a hero?
Here's the deal. Basically, we're going.
What are you making a
we're
face?
Going. Are you fucking even
sorry,
listening?
Sorry, sorry,
you
sorry.
Cross conversations.
Disrespectful. Oh,
sorry. I shut up. Fucking Chinaman.
Somehow not racist.
It wasn't. It wasn't because you're not Chinaman. You're not writing down Chinaman, are you?
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be funny to write that.
I'm going to say no.
I know.
So put a cross through it.
What is he writing down?
He writes down titles for the show as we go.
Oh, okay.
I'll literally say no to every single one.
Yeah.
He'll be like, fucking
Chinaman.
Poughkeepsie River.
Yeah. You
know, Sewer you know, River. But
well, name Crazy Eddie.
Dickie yeah. Sewell.
Yeah. You know you're calling it quesadillas.
Tanya's quesadilla. Last. Tanya's last stand.
You're Medford.
Yeah.
West Medford.
South well, what's
Medford?
His name? Dickie Sewell. I'll write that one.
Yeah. Good. Write that
Dickie
down.
Dickie Sewell.
Hope Dickie punches you right in your fucking face.
You say he's not like that anymore.
I didn't say that. I say he's still fucking cracky. So,
sorry. Sounds like a David Spade movie.
I just I think we're basically going to where the cable company is going to be dead, correct?
Correct.
The only thing we're going to want is Wi-Fi.
Right. Yes.
You know what I can't wait till they come out with, which is wireless.
Yeah.
What?
You still need cable for live sports and news.
Yeah, but they're going to change
politics,
that.
Things like that. Those are the only things that are holding on right now.
I think apps that do that.
I think that. Right. I think the thing that I can't wait for is wireless charging.
Yeah.
Don't I think that's where cable's going to take up some of the money when they provide wireless charging. When you walk in your house and your phone just charges and your iPad charges.
How does the cable company do that?
Because they'll provide the actual system.
Power. Oh, really?
Yeah,
the line's already in.
Well, you yeah, they'll. I don't know how it's going to be done, but they'll provide it. Like they provide you with a router now. You can go out and buy a router.
How many weeks after you get that till everyone gets cancer? Do you think?
I think
probably we're going
to have. I know
it
what you're saying, but that's and not to fuck with you, but that's kind of the go to. You know, we're all going to get cancer shit. I mean, we all have no more than your cell phone put in your ear for the last fucking 10 years.
Right.
If you know what I mean?
And right.
It's not going to, it's the same shit. It's just radio waves.
The thing
you know
about
what I mean?
Cell phone is I always sit it here, you know, I always right. put it between my legs and I'm like, yeah, it's.
I don't know, but nothing is, we have no cases of that. We have nothing of people.
It's common, but what are you going to do?
It's been 20 years.
It's a good point.
It's 20 years. So, yeah, I mean, maybe there is some head tumor or some fucking people didn't have a couple fucking hairlip babies.
Who knows, you know what I mean? Head tumors, but who gives a shit?
I just don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just going to be a weird day when you can. Fuck. I mean, what?
I literally
what are you going to do with TV? Like, when you do a show. Okay, right now. We were talking about this. I don't know if last week or I was talking about it or something. Okay, back in the day. They had NBC, ABC, CBS. You had FX. You had TBS, TNT.
Right.
CW.
USA.
No, they weren't. They weren't even there. USA was a shit network with garbage. 18 Wheels of Justice. Shows like that. Garbage shows.
Yeah.
Okay? And then AMC was American Movie Channel. They showed shitty movies.
Yeah, right. They never got like actual American movie classics. It was always shitty movies.
Shitty movies, right?
Right.
Right. So you look at all these AMC, IFC. What was that? The information? What was that?
No, it was Independent Film.
Independent Film. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So Independent Film. So they showed Independent. Just garbage. These were garbage things. AMC has the number one shows.
Yeah.
On fucking television.
Huge.
Two of them.
Walking Dead.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Okay, so now you have so many CW, IFC, AMC, Discovery 1, 2, 3, 4,
right.
Fucking Travel Channel,
HBO.
Which is a spinoff, yes, HGTV.
Sir. Right.
Okay.
The you Learning can, Channel.
You can sit there and watch how people work.
Food Network.
The right. It's crazy.
Travel,
it's nuts.
Sci-fi, it's
now
insane.
You're just yelling things.
Yeah, I'm just saying every channel.
You help me make my point.
Then they have the ones that nobody knows, like the DIY channel and stuff like that. They have all these random.
My point is this, though, is that
logo.
Back in the day, you had to watch. If you wanted to see something, you had to see. You had four,
Telemundo.
Five, yeah. Six. All right, shut the fuck up.
Quesadillas.
I should have done one show tonight. Fuck, I like two people in this room right now.
What the fuck?
You're one of them.
All right, good.
You're the other one. Don't worry. I don't want fucking Tim to snap. I never liked you either. He just fucking takes me out with a hatchet.
You don't like yourself? You don't like yourself?
The couch doesn't count.
No, that's it.
The couch never counts.
That's pretty trippy when your future self is asking you if you don't like yourself. I just I'm gonna leave that one alone.
No. I don't want that on. Get that away.
Why?
I don't want him touching that.
I forgot to wash my hands after I went to the toilet.
He's going
to
jinx everybody.
Yeah. It's communist. Chinese communist hands.
You know, he's...
Daddy commie hands.
This is the guy who runs comedy in China.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to China.
How do you know? He might bring you.
Not with that attitude.
I know, really. He's right here. He might bring you, you fucking...
Why? You're not allowed to say stuff on stage. You cannot. The government will... You cannot say whatever you want.
Yeah, but it's not... Believe me, it's nothing that's in your act.
You don't know. I got a big chunk on
Chinese politics.
I get a little crazy. You know what I mean? You don't.
What's in your act that you don't think you could do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Being gay.
Vote for Trump. Saudis and shit. Who knows? I mean, can you just talk about? You could talk about races and stuff and whatever you want.
Absolutely. Well, the funny thing about
governments
it,
and everything.
The funny thing about it is that
can you talk about cable vision.
I got a chunk on ice cream.
They steal ours.
You're not allowed to talk about the pawnbroker show. That's banned.
No. Okay.
Can you say pawn?
Porn.
No, you can't.
It sounds even more like porn when he says
I just thought I'd ask.
Is there a difference?
Yeah,
porn and porn.
Porn. Yeah, I got the fucking porn show. It's porn.
How do you say pornography?
Pornography.
Yeah, you sound like you say pornography.
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying.
So, yeah, I mean, the thing is that they tell you what you can't say.
Like, what would they
pretty
say?
Pretty much. You can't talk about Tibet.
But it's all in Chinese, so you're...
Hold on,
you
hold
can't
on.
Say English.
This is interesting. You can't talk about Tibet.
Yeah, this is very
Who
interesting.
Who tells you this, by the way?
The ministry. Yeah, people tell you.
Mao Zedong.
They just come up to you and, like, can't say this it's before a show?
I can't really get into it.
Oof. A guy flew down on a dragon.
Kim Jong-il.
But I tell you, we've had guys at our shows writing down what's been said and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's scary. That
Dude, it's fucking scary.
I'd love for you to get arrested.
It would be good. I'd just tip him off, you know.
That'd be funny if he really doesn't like any of us. He invites us all to do shows. Yeah, and just get
us arrested.
Welcome to the rest of your life in Chinese.
So you can't talk about Tibet.
But I don't show up. I actually have the future me come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The doppelganger gets arrested.
Did he tell you about the 5 years he spent in Nanjing prison?
That was a good joke. I think you guys fucked me. That was a goddamn good one.
It was good.
No,
it's
all right. I got the list of things you can't talk about in China.
What is it?
Well, he's going to read it.
Okay, so you
Why don't
can't
you fucking let him have a second.
You could have just asked me, and I got the
answer.
We tried to, but you took too fucking long.
You can't talk about it.
He said you can't talk about it.
You with your internet.
You can't talk about the independence movements in Tibet and Taiwan.
Ooh.
You can't talk about the religious movement Falun Gong.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, shit.
You can't talk about democracy.
That's not true.
Is that true?
It's
not
true.
That's there.
It's not true. I'm telling you, it's not true.
All right,
it's
not true.
What website is it?
All right.
Wiki.
We're going to go through them.
What the fuck is Wikipedia?
He
wrote Wikipedia.
Just tell him what's true and what's not true.
All right. The Tiananmen Square protests.
Oh, boy.
Can't talk about it.
Cannot.
Maoism.
Hang on one second.
Can't mention the square at all.
You can't mention it. What if you went, I went through Tiananmen Square.
T-Square.
I was hanging out in Tiananmen Square the other day.
Because here's the thing.
I lied down.
here's the thing.
Took a nap.
Take a nap. Yeah.
What a beautiful place where nothing's ever happened.
It's a great place for a rally.
I was tanked in Tiananmen Square. Yeah, baby. All right.
Sean,
I think
good.
By default I can get rid of this.
Yes,
come on.
Yeah,
okay. All right, thank you.
But I helped you get there.
Yeah.
I think we all helped you get there.
I still got there. Fuck you. Give me it. What are you doing?
Have some potatoes. Relax.
Because your thing is, you always get people who think they're very clever, and they're like, no, but I have a new angle, which is actually kind of positive for them. And it's like, the people.
This is what I don't get. When you go away somewhere or you have a show where this guy's like, look, you can't don't do this or don't do that, whether it be a college, and you agree to it. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand. Just shut your fucking mouth.
Just do it.
And do what you're not, you know, just do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Don't try to fight. I'm going to be shut the fuck. Go home.
Right.
Just go home.
Right.
I wish everyone thought
that's
like that.
That's like Tig Notaro's Twitter. I was going to take it over the other day, but I thought it would be hilarious if I was going to just tweet ISIS the whole time. Like, hey, it's Tig. I love ISIS. Death to America. The prophet shall rise. You know, Allahu Akbar. And then, I read, and it's like they give you all the rules. You have to do all these things. Stay positive. Keep Tig sensibility in mind.
Oh, there's rules?
There's rules to it, you know? So I'm like, I'm not going to take it on unless I can have fun.
That's fun.
Bobby, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
If you opened up Twitter and saw that Tig Notaro was ISIS. Retweeting ISIS, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
I'd be like, I knew it.
I saw a guy.
I knew it.
The whole time.
Yeah. One of the guys who took over Twitter promoted one of his shows.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Put ads for his show. I'm like, what are you doing for?
Took over her Twitter.
They said,
why do you take over Tig's Twitter?
Oh, it's a thing. She doesn't have her own Twitter. It just bounces from comic to comic.
Yeah, and I think maybe now she does. I don't know what happened. But so what else, Deepu?
Corruption. You can't talk about corruption of any kind.
That's a pretty general.
You can't.
Andy,
very general.
Well, I mean, you can't. You,
when you say corruption, you can talk about corruption outside of China, but you can't talk about, you can't talk negatively about the government that's there.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a fun gig.
Yeah, sounds like a fun, yeah.
You have any case, gig. You have quesadillas?
Yeah, can I fly 18 hours to do this?
They don't even do stand. They just sit you down and tell you what you can't talk about. That's the whole show.
So if you bring somebody over, you have to tell them what to talk about and not talk about?
Of course.
Or somebody else does, like an official.
Here's the thing is that like no one ever, ever knows these things anyway. So we kept telling people and they kept going, oh, shit, I didn't, what is that? You know, you're putting it in their head. But I sort of, I'll let people know. But this is it. You can't talk about Tiananmen, Tibet, Taiwan, or criticize the government. That's it. Everything else is fine.
You talk about pussy?
You could talk about pussy all day if it's funny, you know.
Yeah, well, you talk about pussy. Now, what about corrupt pussy? Can you talk about
Tiananmen Square pussy?
As long as it's not corrupt government pussy, that's fine.
From Tibet?
Yeah, exactly. Tibetan pussy can't be corrupt.
If you talk about pussy, aren't the audience is very
shy. I got a
shy.
Hand job from a monk.
In Tiananmen Square.
They're not, I mean, they're no more shy than audience. I mean, people like to think the Chinese are one thing. You know, people love to say, oh, they don't understand evil. Sarcasm or whatever. The people, you know, they're the same people everywhere.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Yeah. I actually, that came to me. I was out of the country in Denmark, and I saw this guy, and I saw these, I was around four people, and I was with like four.
In the whole country?
Four people, right? And I sat. Oh, you're fucking, oh, it's the worst. And then he winked. Oh, you're so glad you left this country. You'd be a waiter here. Fucking cocksucker.
I wish.
He just winked at me. Nothing makes me fucking more violent than a
wink.
A shitty joke and then a
yeah,
wink. Fucking, you're lucky I'm not Colin Quinn. He'd bite you.
He'd wink back.
And then ask everyone else to leave.
Jesus Christ.
You're right, Robert.
I'm all right. I just winked again. I fucking hate him. Oh, God damn it. I looked over at this table and there was a guy kind of being like me, like goofing around. And I was like, there's a me, there's a you, there's a Chinese version of, there's a Chinese guy that loves just fucking carbs and milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And has your personality. There's a Chinese guy with your personality. You know,
right.
There's you and other, there's a fucking African me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some fucking silly asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a miserable African dude that literally has the same personality as you.
And no cable.
Who doesn't have cable?
Doesn't have cable.
Actually,
none of them
do.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a Chinese scopo, just a bubbled ass fucking no common sense Chinaman. Walks around and fucking has people yelling at him all day.
He's the Kim Kardashian of it.
I mean, it's true. I mean, they're just people. But do they?
They're just people.
Well, no, they.
Very
I mean,
spiritual.
They,
shit.
They laugh. They laugh at the same shit we laugh at. Your relationships are
the
same.
It's just weird to me, and it's just interesting in a country where so much of American humor is about criticizing the government and these institutions. It's fascinating that Chinese comedians can't do that.
Chinese comedians or all comedians?
Old anybody comedians. In China?
Now, is there are there Chinese comics?
How bad
are they?
I just
there's no one that's been doing it like we started it
right,
and then so the people who've been doing it the longest have been doing it about 5 or 6 years.
So it's not they haven't
so they don't have
their chops.
Yeah, that's a well, pretty fair analysis.
It's,
I think
it said China's most famous comedian was arrested for corruption.
Sounds
in
great.
The government.
Yeah, well, but he's not really a comedian. Now you throw the word comedian around.
He appeared on TV recently.
Like a comic actor.
Yeah.
That's why
I think he was like a news guy or something. I didn't know him, but he was also in the Communist Party and connected. There's all this factionalization.
His name is Zhao Benjin.
I know. Hilarious.
He's got a great bit about noodles. No, I don't
he's
know.
He's got a corrupt pussy, but that's amazing.
Yeah, but aren't they mostly American tourists that you're performing for?
No, they're not tourists, first of all.
Well, they live in China.
Expats.
So the audience is like 30 to 40% Chinese on average, I think. Could be more than that.
Okay.
But then, they speak English.
Because I had friends that performed over there. Ted Alexandro and...
Oh, yeah, he was in Hong Kong.
Okay.
He didn't go to mainland China.
Oh,
So that's very different. There. Very different.
Well, why? What's different? Can you explain to me what the difference is?
I mean, they're essentially two different countries.
Because Hong Kong was UK and
modern.
Not modern, but it's
It's more, not. It's not that it's more modern.
More metropolitan.
Nah, not than Shanghai. They're comparable, but the difference is that up until so 1997, that it was handed back from the British to the Chinese, and they had to agree that they would maintain kind of what they had going on there.
Yeah.
And the Hong Kong, they're different. I mean, they consider themselves to be different. I'm not sure how the genes work, but they look a little different, and they're different language.
Right.
They don't want to be considered. They look down on the mainlanders, actually. It's right. Very controversial.
Mm. Right.
And they have a quote unquote democracy. But now what's happening, this is the big controversy. I don't know if people know about this, but like they've said, oh, you can pick who's in charge, but we get to pick the candidates.
Wow.
Kind of like here.
They pick the jokes.
That's
you can tell
funny.
The jokes. We pick the jokes. You tell everything you
want.
No, but
that's what's funny is everyone's like, oh, you're like, oh, we should be able to have elected candidates. Like, well, someone's...
Do you think you'll stay there forever or will you ever leave?
I want to do comedy, and it's probably not, if you want to do comedy, you got to go where the comedy is to some degree.
Right, which is...
Here.
Right.
What the fuck made you go there?
I mean, it wasn't for comedy. I just graduated. I want to move out of... I mean, I was from Melbourne, which is great, but it's far away from everything.
Well, the Melbourne scene is great with comedy now.
I wasn't doing comedy when I left.
Okay.
And I just want to... I graduated. I'm like, I got to get out now, or if I don't leave now, I'll never leave.
Right.
I didn't want to live in Australia for the rest of my life.
Right.
And so I just went there and found a job, got working, and then eventually got into comedy.
Now you own a club?
Yeah.
You own the club?
Yes.
Was it hard to... For somebody from Australia to buy and own a business there?
Well, we...
Especially something controversial as a comedy club where people are going to say...
I mean, I think it's subversive.
What's the name of it? Kung Fu Comedy. So, I mean, it's just... We didn't start out trying to start a club. We just started running shows, and then they just got bigger and bigger and
Kung
bigger.
Kung Fu Comedy?
Yeah.
What were the other things you were considering?
Low main laughs?
No. Can I tell
you? You know what I mean? General Tatlin.
One of them was actually like Uncle Wong's Chuckle Emporium.
Oh, jeez. Please, God. Wow. Uncle Wong's Chuckle Emporium.
The Fortune Comedy.
That I would have went to.
I found the list, and it's amazing. They're so bad.
Look at the fucking owner of the Poughkeepsie one's getting all whipped up on names now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a whole new menu idea. What a weird laugh.
So, yeah, I mean, we kind of...
So you've been there for like 5 years then?
7 years, yeah.
7 years. Yeah.
So now you and who own this club?
Hey.
I mean, there's other...
DC Kung Fu Benny? Comedy.
Yeah, it's... but that's for a show that's here that we're plugging.
Oh, it's here?
Okay. Yeah. But DC Benny's been out there, so...
So they have an open mic. You have an open mic at the club?
We do, yeah. We have 3, 2 in English, 1 in Chinese.
So how the fuck... Okay, so you're going to bring... Sean over or Tim Dillon over. What is your deal?
Hypothetically speaking, we go
hilarious. Hilarious.
His comedy is cunt. Right. That's his comedy. Cunt with a wink.
Right.
I'm getting it now. It's starting to click with me. It's not. We're kind of over the top.
Right.
He's very subtle.
Subtle.
Subtle cunt with a wink.
It's right.
Because he'll get fucking put in jail if he's
right,
over the
of course.
Top. He's gonna,
so hypothetically.
He's going to be very passive aggressive with these fucking Japanese, whatever the fuck people.
Japanese.
I won't like that one. Now, we bring people out usually for a week and they'll play. Because I have rooms in 20 different cities in China. So
where do you put them up? Is it a nice hotel?
Yeah, 5-star hotels the whole
five
way.
5-star.
Yeah. Fucking Kempinski. We use the Hyatt. A bunch of other ones that are
now. How do you fly them over there, coach?
Mostly, but oof. We're looking at some bigger acts now, and some people only take
both
first class.
Yeah, because so I mean, dude, how long is the flight?
20 hours.
Depends how you go, but yeah, probably 15 to 20.
15 to 20 hours.
Yeah,
and in coach. Wow, what airline?
I mean, there's a lot of airlines.
What airline do you guys use?
Because
some of them,
to be honest,
some of them coach.
The Chinese airlines are really good.
Because some of them.
There's a lot of great service on the Asian airlines.
Hopefully not Malaysia Air.
China Southern. Yeah, that. Well, they never make it to the.
I'm glad
gig.
You own the club, not fucking perform. You're not on the show, are you?
So they.
You hear Malaysian airline because it fucking fell out of the. They can't find it. Bob Kelly was supposed to be in Poughkeepsie, but he went to Kung Fu China, and they can't find his plane. So I'm here. Here's his act. I eat, fuck, have a kid, jizz. Bye.
Welcome to the Chuckle Emporium.
Yeah, right.
Welcome, welcome to Low Main Laughs every Wednesday. So, I mean, dude, you go over there.
Yeah.
If you're flying coach, if coach stinks, if you're on Delta coach to China, you're gonna I'll fucking kill myself.
Somebody,
I'd fucking kill myself halfway through.
It's not that bad.
Not for you.
Yeah, well, not all of us can afford first class, but it's all right.
Well, it's not that you can afford first class, but some like Qantas coach is good.
Right.
I'm telling you, these Chinese airlines are good.
Yeah, some of the airlines, the coach isn't that bad.
Plenty of room. The food's good. The movies are good. They got your little screen.
So are you married there? Or do you have like?
Yeah, I got a wife, but she's not Chinese.
Do you have a kid?
Not yet.
Did you meet her there?
Yeah, at a show.
No shit.
Yeah, she left her card.
So you fucking called her and gave her 10 free tickets?
I was a cunt. I was a cunt and I winked at her and then she left her card off.
Your wife fucking hates your passive aggressiveness.
I know. She's Russian. It's hyper aggressive.
You married her. Oh, she must want to strangle you.
Most of the time she does, yeah.
Is that how your mustache went white?
Is it that you don't want to get heard?
What's that?
Is it why you don't want to get heard? Is that why you're in China? You can't say what you want to say. You marry a Russian where you can't say what you want to say. Do you want to express yourself?
Can you get a TV? you talk like a fucking hermit. What do you want me? What me?
What's the cover to get into these clubs? Because don't the people make like 26 cents a week over there?
Good point.
It's an iPhone. You have to give them an iPhone.
You have to give them the iPhone they made. That's how it works.
That was the joke I just made, asshole.
Okay, there you go.
Well, yeah, give him a wink.
I'll tell you what, man. If you think there's not rich people in China,
no, there's the richest. Listen, I know all about money, and there's some of the richest
people. Sure, you do.
Well, yeah. Yes, I do.
He doesn't have any, but he knows all about it.
So what? I didn't say
his grandmother died.
Getting a little. I'm gonna get a few bucks.
He's like, I know about money. I have a duplex in Long Beach. I know about money.
I can count.
I've had cable since I'm 8 years old.
I know
fuck
numbers.
All of you.
Listen.
Yes.
Your grandmother died and left you money?
No. She's like a bungalow that we're going to sell.
Hang on a second.
I'm not going to get a ton of money.
Talk to me.
Where's
the bungalow?
In Island Park.
It's a nice bungalow.
It's like a tiny.
How much is it?
It's probably going to sell for like $200,000.
Can I buy it?
Do you want a bungalow?
Is it on the beach?
It's a block from the beach.
Yeah, I do.
Sounds great.
What do you want?
Shut your face. Can I buy it?
I don't know.
Will you show me it? Will you send me the link to
absolutely
it?
Absolutely, you can see it.
All right, good. And you're going to make, what are you going to make, 50?
I'm going to make 20.
What are you going to do with that money? Buy another fucking polo shirt?
I'm going to probably go out to eat for like 2 months. Like all the 5-star restaurants in New York City.
I know about money. I have 20 grand on me right now.
Then I'll be begging you for feature work. I'll go through that money in like 4 months.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'll save it. I'll do the right thing.
Football is your passion. You know all the players and teams, their strengths, their weaknesses. Now put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in this week one's contest. DraftKings.com is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy football, what's that mean? No season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Renew old rivalries from challenging your friends and family in private leagues to prove you're the superior GM, or just join existing leagues and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use code Kelly and play for free with your first deposit. That's code Kelly to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one's contest. Only DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. See website for details. You'd love that since you fucking don't leave your house and you just have internet. Seriously.
I don't leave my house.
I just assume.
I used to call bingo. I used to do a lot of things during the night. You know what I mean? My
kids, what are you, fucking working an arcade?
Yeah, I did. No, I worked. My kids went to Catholic school. So I was always busy at night. It's not like I had sitting there with my Johnson in my hand, which happens sometimes, but not all.
Here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing with you.
What?
Okay. Is you come off as a really nice guy at first. But you slowly turn into a grumpy curmudgeon. And I think, is it your blood sugar drops?
I have no idea.
You're faking it at the beginning?
No. What time is it? 10:20?
No, it's later than that.
10:24.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so maybe I'm a little tired, all right? You never get tired? Rob it.
I'm fucking exhausted. I've been up since 7.
And you're going to get up at 6 to go do a shoot.
I got
to
do a... I'm up all day and all day. I've been fucking up at... I was up at 3 in the morning to come home Sunday, Monday. Come home, I change every... Go in the backyard and play until fucking 9 o'clock at night. Go to bed at 10. Wake up at 7. Come into the city. Got a $180 fucking ticket today.
What'd you do?
Hydrant.
What'd I do? No, not a hydrant. Did you say hydrant?
Yeah, park by a hydrant.
No, I did not park by a hydrant. Why are you saying hydrant just like
I'm
that?
I'm trying to get my Hewish up.
I'll tell you what I fucking did. It made me, you know, look, I don't hate cops. I'm a pro-cop guy.
It was a meter maid or a cop?
It was cops. These fucking motherfuckers.
They sound great.
You don't like it, do you? I got a new phone from Apple again because something was wrong with the phone. So I had to go return it, get a fucking another one. So I go in, I get the phone, but now I get in my car and the sink isn't hooked up. So I have to talk. I'm holding the phone on speakerphone, talking. I don't have it to my ear. I'm not fucking, you know, I have it holding it in my hand with speakerphone. Right. The cop on the West Side Highway in traffic, now, mind you. I'm not doing 95 down the fucking, right. You know, 87. I'm holding it. They pull up on the side of me, look at me like, fuck you, and then get behind me and pull me over. And they had the ticket ready.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
They had the fucking ticket ready. But it's like, you know what? Go fuck... I fucking all the fucking benefits, hell gigs I've done for you.
Right. No, they don't get the West Side Highway cops don't give you a PBA card. They'll still write you a ticket. They're the fucking worst.
I was like, you motherfucker. You both of you fucks. Fuck you and you fucking. And I, well, it's the law. You want to get it. I get it. But you, I understand why people can get fucking hateful towards cops.
Right.
And look, it's my fault.
Also, when cops shoot,
yeah, this is the shooting.
They kind of get angry when you get shot.
Buddy,
too.
Can you not? I'm talking about my problems right now. All right, not the. I'm talking about
I can understand why people would hate cops. You know, getting tickets all the time, also getting shot with your hands up. That could kind of.
He didn't have his hands up. Concerning. He didn't have his hands up.
There was a guy laying on the ground recently with his hands up.
Okay, buddy.
Shot.
Yeah, guy. You mean the guy with the gun? The guy that had the gun?
No.
The doctor.
The guy next to the autistic guy, and he was laying on the ground, and he had his hands. Oh, and then he asked the cop, him. Why'd you shoot me? And the cop says, goes, I don't know. And then the story is he meant to shoot the autistic guy. That's the cover. The cop goes, I meant to shoot retarded guy.
I'm talking about the motherfuckers that pulled me over. Okay?
I
can I have
I
my moment?
Yes.
Is it always about fucking autistic people and, you know.
I apologize.
Can I have my fucking anger?
I apologize.
So what? Mine doesn't count, Tim?
No, it does.
So I have to think about the world every fucking time something bad happens in my life? I can't have a moment of fuck you? Because like someone got shot that wasn't supposed to get shot, Tim?
Sorry, I apologize to you for your ticket. I feel horrible.
We're organizing a protest against it, actually.
Yeah. You should.
It's big points on the license, too.
What?
It's huge points on your license, too.
Who?
For a cell phone ticket.
Oh, man.
Are you saying it's a DWI? It's 5 points.
You don't got to tell him that. He didn't know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, boy.
I'm an insurance guy during the day.
You could get it knocked down. You could get it knocked down.
How the fuck do you get it knocked down?
Defensive driving course. Defensive driving course.
What?
You have a lawyer come in with you.
No, just take a defensive driving course.
I'm fighting it then.
He's not going to go to a defensive driver's course.
I'm fighting it then. Fuck him.
Right. I agree.
You have to. It's 5 points. It's like a DWI.
That's ridiculous.
You'll get.
I was holding the fucking phone. I had it in my hand, on speakerphone, holding it, and then I was gonna place it. I was placing it down on the middle console.
Right. you want to say it wasn't even you, nothing was happening. You were just putting it on the console.
I'm going to say I wasn't even on the phone. I was just I was holding the phone.
Yeah.
Check the law. I bet you can get away with it because you're not using the phone. Right. The phone's intended to be to your ear.
Bring your cell phone bill in if you're not. I got the ticket at this time. I was not on the phone 15 minutes though. Before.
Okay, I'm going to turn the mics off for a second. That's what I want to do, incriminate myself. Fucking Ronkonkoma, fucking idiot.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, shut your face with your fucking. With your
see
fucking.
How, see how it was on me, and now he's so angry. And
I'm angry because you fucking tried to set me up. You heard him. You're trying to get me fucking convicted.
This is like reverse therapy.
Who the fuck is that?
Liz texted me. They're bringing in Gnome's guitars.
Oh, okay. The fuck. Anyways, I was bullshit. It's like you and look, there was the older black cop that probably has no idea who I am, but the young bald fuck looked me and he gave me that, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Really, dude?" Yeah, and they had the ticket. It was all ready to go. It was like, "You know what? Fuck you, dude." You know, all the fucking shows I've done, hell gigs for you motherfuckers. Literally just in a bar, three stories in a fucking hallway with a microphone trying to make you guys fucking laugh to have a good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I fucking donated to the...
Maybe they were at the gig. That's why they gave me the ticket.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Come on!
I'm not mad at that. Why is he laughing? I was mad. But look, if whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to have to fight it.
Fight it.
I'm going to have to go to court here. What is that like?
Oh, I can only imagine what it's like.
I've been to court in New York City. It's not fun. It's
why?
Not,
what happens?
It's just you got to wait like fucking 4 or 5 hours. I had to stand outside same thing. I got pulled over on the West Side Highway. I had to stand outside for like 3 hours. They let you in. Then they take lunch at noon from 12 to 1. You have to wait. Then you have to go inside and then see a judge.
And what did you say to the judge?
I pled guilty to it.
He said I was eating quesadillas during my driving.
Quesadillas. Go. No, I was going fast. I was going like 65 and a 45. The guy banged, he pulled
me
over.
So why would you go to court? Just pay the ticket.
I was trying to fight it down, but they were like, no. They were like, no, you go 65.
So you pled guilty?
Pled guilty, yeah.
What'd you say?
I was like, no, I wasn't going 65. They're like, yeah, you were. I was like,
it's a brilliant defense.
I was pulling over.
I wasn't going 65 anyway. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry.
I had everything. The cop had
waited 6 hours.
I wish OJ was like you.
Yeah. The cop had everything. He was pretty good. He had everything documented. It was perfect. I was like,
so these cops are going to be there?
No, you never know.
No.
They don't show up.
They
don't show up. You don't pay.
No, they don't have to come.
You never know. They might not come.
They don't have to come.
If they don't come, you get off.
Oh, wow.
No, they don't. No, it's not true.
You don't get off.
Me, future me. What happens?
No, they don't have to come anymore.
They don't have to.
They just.
I don't think you should.
They
do
just
it.
Bang the gavel.
Why?
Because it's a massive waste of time, and you could easily just do
no,
it.
No, no, no.
5 points, dude.
Yeah, 5 points.
On my license.
Do the defensive driving course. That's fun.
Bobby
no, that's not
Bobby.
Fun. No, that's
the
not
good
fun.
News is request a court date. It's going to take at least 3 years for you to get a court date. So request a court date.
So request a court three. Did you say
three years? It'll be 3 years.
I might live in fucking China by then. Taking
exactly.
Over his,
that's what I'm saying.
His comedy club.
Working at Kung Fu Comedy.
I'm going to be the manager.
A lot of shit can happen in 3 years.
Yeah, explaining.
Just because I have a fucking nice wink. Hey, you did a good job, kid.
That's the whole thing.
It'll literally be 2 to 3 years.
Really? Do you have any cops? You know any people?
Yeah.
Can you get it squished?
I don't.
Squished or squashed?
I could try.
Get me squished.
I can try.
Any cops listening to this show right now, you son of a bitch, in your cruiser, if I've given you any entertainment in my life, if I've taken 5 minutes of your shit day in that car and made you giggle, you call me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and you squash this thing.
You should have Paul Verzi go down and argue the ticket for you.
Well,
what would that sound like?
I had a podcast for 5 years, and it had one listener, and that listener was me. And I don't give a shit, because I opened the other day for Bill Burr. There were 2 billion people. We were on the continent of Antarctica, and there were seals, and they came with their families. The seals came with their families.
I don't know how much it sounds like him, but it's like his essence.
It is his essence.
I love him, though. He's a great dude.
Can I hear your voice just a little bit?
You mean this voice?
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
You were great on Sons of Anarchy, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes. Excellent.
I'll be headlining with Cannibal Corpse next weekend.
Are you a comedian as well?
Absolutely not.
Good for you.
Do you sing like that? You said you do death metal or something like that. Do you sing?
No, I don't sing.
You said you have the music.
I just booked Goat Whore and Dying Fetus and all those horrible bands. Well, yeah,
sounds fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like that crowd would be a hoot to clean up after.
Just blood on the floor.
Yeah, just period absolutely. Blood and fucking teeth. What do we got in the chat room, Deepu?
Panthers Hockey says Tim uses promo code DUDE when he goes to a truck stop.
All right, that's pretty good.
That was great.
It's not bad.
That was
better
good.
Than Panthers Hockey.
Oh my, that's one of the fucking best.
Paul Verzi in the chat room.
Usually the chat room is not that funny.
No, that's pretty good. Thank you.
That is a. Let me tell you something, chat room.
Yeah.
If we have an award at the end of the year, write that one down.
Give that guy a shout out. What's his name?
Panthers Hockey.
Wow. Panthers Hockey. That was a good one.
I'm sure he's fascinating in the rest of his life. So, great job.
Because he's gay. Get.
Panthers Hockey.
Panthers Hockey.
It was a funny joke.
It was a funny joke.
It was a good one.
A lot of people were wondering if Andy has had any dealings with the Chinese mafia.
Yeah, the Triads.
You always hear about them in movies, but I don't think they exist, really.
Do you have like
they exist. Well, they
used to say that.
Not in China. Guys, stop fucking screaming.
Yeah, the fuck? What? How do you know they exist?
Because they always exist.
They exist. Oh,
they always exist.
That's how everyone says the mafia is dead, but it's not.
Can we get Chinese Scopa to be here?
Well, the mafia is coming back because all the guys that went away to jail in the 90s and 80s are now getting out. The Triads exist, and there's a lot of people that pay tribute, you know, pay money to the Triads.
No, but that's outside of China.
What are you fucking talking about?
Because you don't know it.
There are triads outside of China.
First of all, I've read a book, Sean. You've never read any books in your life.
Guys.
What's the last book you've read?
What book? You're talking to me?
Trump's book.
Sean.
I read Harry Potter.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Sean. What's the last book you've read?
I read Confederacy of Dunces. I read that.
Good one.
That?
No, it's a good one.
It was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You read that because Colin told you to read it because he got all fucking us dickheads to read that book. My favorite
great
book. Confederacy of Dunces. I know it is, but we all read it. He didn't read it because he read it.
Of course
He read it so we can have a convo with Colin.
Right.
And I read the book. Oh, did you love it? Right. Oh, well, let's talk. Yeah. So maybe Colin will fucking put him on his one-man show.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I read it 7 years ago. Nothing happened. Okay.
Well, no, I was just laughing because what you were saying. You were like, it's the triad. It's a very...
Listen, I deal with the triads. A lot of shows in New York City are run by the triads. We all pay tribute to the triads.
So, I know money, I know the triads.
They can actually help you get 5 points off. If you know them.
You should end with a wink on all your jokes. So we know where to laugh.
That was a punchline. That's what it's for. What do you think I do it?
But your pocket is what your jokes do.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. No, your pocket on your shirt.
Oh, don't worry. There you go. That was cryptic. I'm like, there's a joke here. Scratch my head for a minute.
Listen. So, but you know there's no triads where you're from, but you say they exist outside of China.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but they're not a part of life.
You're fucked with by the government. A little bit.
He can't say.
You can't say because if this gets back to
them. They're
great.
To the show.
It's really great. They're really good and supportive.
To me, it's just the antithesis of comedy to have to live in that world. Like, I respect that he does it.
You think that comedy is living in a friendly, nice environment where everything's easy and there's no oppression?
No, but I think it's free speech. That, to me, is what comedy is, free speech.
Some might argue that. I mean, take Lenny Bruce as an example. You know,
he was anti-free speech.
So what was significant about him is that he was in an environment where there was no free speech. That's why he's significant.
But Lenny Bruce did what he wanted
to
anyway.
He died after getting banned in every state.
I understand that. That wasn't right. That was wrong.
But is that not comedy? Are you
but
saying
you're
that's not?
You guys aren't doing that. You're not doing that at Kung Fu Kai. Who's getting banned? And are you guys, doing what Lenny Bruce did?
People have been banned. Yeah, we got shut down in Suzhou for 6 months.
Okay. I guess you're revolutionizing.
So I'm going to take the facts and just put them right there. And you're going to have a look through them if you like.
That's not the
How do you feel now? Now he's on you with the wink. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Laughing at me when I'm getting fucking winked at.
Yeah.
Good for you, big boy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Well, good. I hope they continue to get shut down and they fight the Chinese government. I wish them the best of luck.
They're going to take down the government.
I wish them the best of luck.
You don't know.
That's what Kung Fu Comedy is doing. They're going against the Chinese government.
No, that is great. That's not.
That's what you just said. We got shut down.
Don't say that. He'll get taken away.
He'll get pained.
Can we not take down the? comedy in another country on my show. I'm not deleting this. And I don't want to get a fucking, I don't want to get a phone call from fucking White Stash to fucking.
just a picture of me winking as
he's
I get
like,
dragged off.
The triads are real. The triads are real.
Dragged off by the triads just winking at the camera.
Well, there you go.
Can I ask him a question?
Me?
Does any of this shit happen in Taipei? Because I got to be there in a month.
What shit are we referring to?
All this triad and anything. Am I going to get killed when I go there?
Yes. The triads don't happen.
What's in Taipei?
Taipei's great. I just headlined Taipei like 2 months ago. It's great. Beautiful city. It's awesome.
No?
I made a little political thing. Potty mouths, they're called. They're toilet decals. They look like Trump, Hillary, and Obama.
Yeah?
And I got to go.
Okay, first answer is you could say whatever you want about American politics. They don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I had these made over there because they were...
But Taipei is not China. I mean, it's like a different country. Totally different
thing. Oh, I know it's a different country.
Yeah, but it's like...
I went to school.
They're very open and it's fine.
Okay.
So you're good. Going over there because you have children making your little decals?
Yeah.
Also, I got, can I just make say sure? That... Can I just say that if
anti-American.
You...
Anti-American.
No, but I want to say if you were to do it in mainland China, you'd also be fine. Like, it's not... These things that you're talking about, you don't have to worry
about.
Yeah,
no, I don't know anything about it. I'm just a little worried to go over there and pick these things
you
up.
You'd have nothing to worry about.
What are you, yeah, are you just going to go over there? You're going to get your, what are you going to bring them back?
Yeah.
How many, really?
Yeah, right. I got 30,000 of them. I'm going to go to the debate.
They just can't ship them?
They can.
Well, it costs a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So how are you going to bring them back? Isn't that the same thing?
In same bags?
No.
Oh, I guess, well, maybe you can't talk about it right now.
You can't get my fucking ticket taken care of? You're going to smuggle shit and I can't get a fucking...
Listen,
class.
Huh? It's a legit operation. Pottymouthusa.com. Go on it.
All right. Listen, the bottom of my thighs are throbbing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Let's throw that out there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, man. Let's wrap this fucker up. I don't even know what we discussed.
A lot of stuff.
We just hit a lot of shit.
A lot of things. Yeah.
A lot of things. I don't know. I'm kind of into getting rid of this cable. I hope that, first of all, I hope you get a nap at some point.
I
hope on the long train ride home.
I drove in.
Oh, God. Someone's going to fucking get hurt tonight. Don't talk on the phone.
Yeah, I won't. Not on the West Side Highway.
What are you, fucking Canadian? I won't. Oh, there they are. What else?
Sep the Crew says, I'm an ex-cop, and I would purposely not show up to court for people that were cool, and I didn't want to fuck them with the points.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, you're an ex-cop. Well, talk to this fucking cop.
Talk to this big cop, right?
Because it was two cops, and one of them's going to show up. I know that. I'm fucked. 5 points on my license for fucking.
Do you have any points already?
Huh?
You have any points?
I don't
know.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't
fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'll be fine.
It's a corrupt system.
It is.
It you're giving me points to make me so I can't fucking drive. Okay? So now what am I going to do? Take the fucking train, you piece of shit?
You get a driver. You hire a driver.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I got. I got that money. What do you think? I'm fucking Louis?
You get a rickshaw like in China.
Let's end the show because it's literally.
No, don't end.
You're putting across the fucking finish line. You barely made it. It's like you just ate fucking potatoes and ham. And you're fucking.
Why is it up to me to fucking do anything?
I don't know, because you're the senior member of this crew. That's a creepy laugh.
All right.
What do you got, Shawnee?
Well, plug wise?
Well, yeah, no, tattoo wise.
I have my own podcast. It's called My Dumb Friends with Dan St. Germain. We do it every week. It's on the All Things Comedy Podcast Network. I also have a Twitter at Shawnee Time and an album out called Manual Labor Face that's on Comedy Central Records and you can get on iTunes. Thank you so much.
You're the best, buddy. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me. Sorry I was late.
That's all right, buddy. What do you got, man?
I got a podcast as well. It's called Stuck in the Middle. We do really good interviews with people who've been doing interesting things in China. It's worth checking it out. You can get it on iTunes and all the other platforms.
What do you mean? In China? Like, give me an example.
Well, all the comics that come out, they go on it. So
okay.
Wilson Vance, guys like that have been on it. And then also people who've been doing like big businesses there. Like, right. For example, we had a lady who started the first ever
top tier restaurant in Shanghai. Had her on there, the whole story for 30 years, how she built this iconic restaurant. And
that's great.
It's good
stuff.
Cool.
When you have Will on, do you have to have double translation? Like into America, into Chinese.
We just play music across.
Do you know when he brought me up last night, he didn't know my name, and he goes, and he stops, he goes, what's your last, while he's on stage, and goes, what's your last name again? At the end, he brings me up, and he goes, I thought there was two D's in your name.
I think Will's sick. No, I'm not. I think there's something wrong.
Really?
No, of course not. All right, man. What else you got?
Yeah, we're doing, you know, shows out in China. So if
Kung
you're in China,
comedy,
go
man.
Out there.
Yeah, well, listen. I mean, you never fucking know. I want the shirt. The shirts they got are fucking great. You ever see the Kung Fu comedy shirt they got?
I have not.
Can you buy those online?
I get them made in China, but I'll get some for you next time I come back here.
Yeah, cool.
A couple of months.
Yeah, well, we could ship one from China if you...
I'll send them over.
Are you coming back in a couple months?
I haven't got dates yet, but probably
We'll come back on when you come back. Hook it up.
To, yeah.
What do you got, buddy?
New podcast, Tim Dillon is going to hell on Gas Digital. It's debuted very strong. We're doing very well.
We got it, Tim.
Sorry, it's very good.
How was that? Did Lewis give you that speech?
No.
You have to tell him it's doing very well. Lie to him, it's an illusion. Gas Digital.
No, it's good. My podcast is doing good. I appreciate that support. I'm going to be with Dan Soder at the Vermont Comedy Club the 19th and 20th of August, and the Empire City Raceway Casino on August 17th.
How?
Come on out.
How was Montreal?
It was great. It was literally the most fun I've had.
I heard you killed.
It was a great time. It was the most fun I had doing comedy, I think. Probably.
I heard after you it was over.
Well, I did very good.
You were the last one.
I was the last one, so after me it was over. But it was really good.
So it was technically over. yeah.
It was
good.
And
in the business, you just say, yeah.
Schwartz's Deli. You go up there, you eat the smoked meat up there. Schwartz is great.
Come on, son.
He hasn't.
Are you telling me?
I'm sorry. I know.
Don't fucking tell me about food in Montreal. Come on.
Yeah, but it was good.
You asked me if I had poutine. Do I know? You know what poutine is?
Gross. That's for trash.
You're a fucking idiot. It's not gross.
It's gross.
Not if you go to the place where Jimmy Carr goes.
I should have went to that place.
You should have. Listen. How was it?
It was great. It was fun. I was very productive. I met a lot of cool people. And
did you get a manager?
I got it. Well, I had a manager. I got an agent.
You did? Who'd you get?
William Morris.
Ooh, the big one.
The big guy. So, I mean.
That's good, buddy.
I got a development deal with Schwartz's Deli. and I'm very happy about that. So.
All right, buddy. Well, glad to have you back on, all right?
Yeah, thanks, man.
You got it. What do you got besides a fucking
nothing.
Resting shit face?
Nothing. You can catch me at Governor's in Levittown. Brokerage in Belmore or McGuire's in Ronkonkoma, the best clubs on the island.
They really are.
And that's it. I don't have any podcasts or nothing. You know.
You should do a podcast.
It'd be great if he didn't have cable, but he had a podcast network. Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have cable, but I do have a podcast network.
Watch mine.
So please listen.
Watch me. I'll sell a vacuum cleaner for half an hour.
Do you not understand how epic his podcast would be?
Be amazing.
The pauses in between fucking sentences. Yeah, today was a rough day. I got home from work and...
nothing was on
chair.
TV.
And then just
couldn't watch cable again.
I have to go out and call Bingo.
This podcast will be in book form.
All right, settle down, me. What do you got, Medford?
Nothing. Whole lot of nothing. I don't know.
What do you got, me, besides me coming up to see you fucking perform?
Yeah, we got me. We got Robert Kelly coming to Laugh It Up at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie. And right.
I'm excited to come up, dude. I was a little fucking disappointed. I thought it was the old club. I was like, fucking going to this place. And then I found out it's this whole new thing, and it's fucking great, and I'm a big fan of the other place I played up there, so...
We're taking over, baby.
Good for you, man.
Fuck
that's,
yeah.
You know, those people up there, they don't get... Because it's too far to come to the city, and there's really nothing up there comedy-wise, and there should be. Because there's a lot of great comedy fans, a lot of O&A fans up there. There's a lot of a necessity for it up there. In between Albany and here, there's nothing. So good for you guys. I'm excited to come up. What do you got, Deepu?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. And I got a show August 15th at the Mockingbirds. So you can check that out.
Awesome. Yeah. Check that out. And thank you for these cigars. Beautiful. Yeah. Fucking Stokes. I'm very excited about that. I always love getting fucking cigar stogie gifts. What do you got there, Perfect Hair?
Give me just at Chris Scopo, Twitter and Instagram.
All right, listen, you guys become... Is that it?
I want to do your dates.
I'm become a premium member. Go download the app YKWD Podcast on Android or iPhone. And it's a free app, brand new, free app. Sign up on there, $1.99 a month, and you become a premium member. All you guys have already done it. That's great. We got the Creeps with Kids show coming up August 30th at the Village Underground. That will be going on the premium channel, along with a few of the one-on-ones that have been stacking up. We'll be going on there very soon. So I know there hasn't been that much content. Why am I paying for this? There will be. There's going to be a lot of great stuff on there very soon. So thank you for joining the premium network, and make sure if you haven't and you're a fan of the show, get the fuck on it. Support the show. $1.99 a month, premium members. Go do it now. Get the app. And also, what else?
August 30th, the Creeps with Kids. It's going to sell out. I think it's halfway done already. It's Ron Beddington, you, Bonnie McFarlane, Luis J. Gomez, and Jim Florentine. Mm-hmm. Check that out. That's August 30th. September 9th, you're at the True Story Tour in Treehouse, Connecticut.
Just go to my website. Right now, my tour is up there. I got a tour September, October, November, December, and it's up there. It's rock venues, it's a couple theaters, and a couple clubs. It's going to be a good time. Small places, big places, it's going to be a blast. So go to robertkellylive.com, and if I'm coming to your thing, this is what your responsibility to me is. Tell your friends, get people to buy tickets, spread the fucking word, and do it now. So robertkellylive.com for that. And that's it, right?
No, if you want to sit in on a show, just email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you want to send something to the show, we can put it in the back. Send it to 117 McDougal Street, 10012, care of Robert Kelly.
And tomorrow at 8 a.m. in Washington Square Park, if you're listening live, you want to be part of this this photo shoot we're doing. So come on down. We'll be there. Just find us. And that's it. This is a good show, man. A lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, you were good. I love the guy on the couch. Literally, the guest had more energy than you. The fuck, man? Are you going to come back on again?
Sure, anytime.
Well, let's not get carried away.
I know.
Dude, anytime you want to come on, just come on.
Sounds good.
You know, I'm a big fan of you.
I'm a big fan of yours and always have been.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. You know what?
You've been listening to the YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.